Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Talking Steelers Football. I'm Bob Labriola, joined as always by Mike Prasuta of the DVE Morning Show. Mike, we just got out of Mike Tomlin's weekly news conference. Let's go over the news quickly. Yesterday, of course, the Steelers signed three guys: Fernando Velasco, a center; Jonathan Dwyer, former Steelers running back, back at running back; and also Shane Graham, because of Sean Sweezum's hamstring. The depth chart came out. Kelvin Beachum is the starting center right now. Mike Tomlin said, as we prepare to start to do business this week, Kelvin Beachum is the center. Velasco is number two. At running back, Le'Veon Bell and Isaac Redman are still listed as the co-starters. Felix Jones, two; Jonathan Dwyer, three. I thought it was interesting when he was asked about Dwyer's chances to participate heavily in the Monday night game against the Bengals. He said his dependability will dictate that.
Well, and he also enthusiastically defended Isaac Redman.
Yes.
So the confidence is still very high in him. So from that, I read Isaac Redman's the guy. Felix Jones, hopefully, is a dynamic complement. And if you need something else, it's Jonathan Dwyer, maybe third down.
Also on defense, Lawrence Timmons will wear the helmet with the green sticker on it that has the microphone in it, and Keon Wilson will step in at left inside linebacker for Larry Foote. And that it doesn't look like they don't think that they're going to need Shane Graham necessarily. They think that Sweezum could be able to participate on Monday night. Okay, now.
Wouldn't shock me if Vince Williams gets in that inside linebacker conversation.
Me either. I like him, and I thought all along, you know, it made me a little nervous when cutdown day was coming around, because Mike Tomlin continued to say that the backup linebacker jobs would be more determined by special teams than defense, and I thought Vince Williams was the other way around. He was better on defense than he was on special teams.
Agree, Bob. Oh, wait, wrong show.
Yeah, that's tomorrow. As they say in A League of Their Own, can't we do both? Okay, now, what did you take out of the press conference? What was your number one thing?
What really got my attention was when Mike Tomlin was asked about the offensive line, and he said we didn't play well, and then he went on to say it was not just the offensive line that didn't play well, but he kind of gave it a little asterisk when he said, obviously losing Marquise was a blow for the group emotionally. And I was wondering, I think it had to be. I don't think just the offense. I think everybody, when you have that scene in an NFL stadium where players from both teams are crowded around a guy of Pouncey's caliber and Pouncey's resume, and the quarterback's got his helmet off and his head in his hands, and he's down on one knee, and the teammates are all coming up and patting the guy on the shoulders or the head. It's a horrible scene. And particularly for that offensive line, Marquise Pouncey's been the vocal leader. He's been the guy beating that drum. We're going to lead the way this year. And boom, he's out almost before the season
starts.
First
series, right.
I can't imagine that was not an emotional blow. And I think based on their play, it had to have been, because they're better than that, are they not?
God, I hope so.
They got to be, right? So I was curious if Mike Tomlin would acknowledge that, or if you'd get the standard, hey, it's tough business, guys get hurt, next man up, standard is a standard. I could see that going either way. But I think that tells you what kind of guy Pouncey is and his place on this team, that even the head coach would acknowledge that. But now that said, that's been acknowledged. That can no longer be tolerated. You got to start playing football tomorrow. I mean, he's gone, next guy up, standard is the standard. Now we get there, and they better be there on Monday night at Paul Brown Stadium.
You know, and just sticking with that theme just for a second, it was interesting. After the game, Mike Adams was the guy who said, what, are we going to cry? You know, so that showed me something from him.
He hadn't looked at the tape yet.
I understand that, but at least he was thinking the way you're thinking now,
yeah.
Maybe before some of those other guys were,
perhaps.
Which to me is...
Well, he's from the Big Ten, so he's clearly ahead of the curve.
But he didn't play for Urban Meyer. Okay, the thing that I took away from it was Mike Tomlin's answer to a question, how you respond to a performance like the one against the Titans. Do you respond to it with anger or use it as a teaching tool and try and build on it. And he said a little bit of both. Now, I think I heard a little bit of the one part yesterday walking down the hall past the team meeting room. The walls were only about 3 feet thick, and you could still hear, screaming behind them. The anger to me, I'm glad that there was some anger, it seemed to be yesterday, and I'm kind of hoping that that maybe is a little bit more prevalent than the teaching. You don't want to make it all anger, but I would be angry for at least another day because this is a young team, and Mike Tomlin opened his post game by saying this is unacceptable. You know, it's unacceptable to me. It better be unacceptable to them. I think he just needs to reinforce that it better be unacceptable to them for a little bit longer. You know, discipline the kids, make sure that they understand that, you know, when the streetlights come on, they're supposed to come home because, it's 4 more months of this.
Yeah, it's funny you mentioned that because that was second on my list. I anticipated that you were going to ask me this to open today's program because we are, after all, on the same page. And I thought I got a little of that from Mike Tomlin after the game on Sunday. He was trying to keep it in perspective and be analytical, but there was a point in his 5 minutes or so summing up the Tennessee game on Sunday afternoon where he said, "We have to run the ball." And his voice got a little bit more intense, and there was kind of a little hitting of the table, and that point was driven home. So, whatever it takes, a wise man once said. And one of the great baseball movies that you referenced, can we do both? Maybe we better do both.
And on that note, that'll do it for this edition of Talkin' Steelers Football. For Mike Pursuta, I'm Bob Labriola. Thanks for listening. We'll be back with you here tomorrow.